We left off yesterday. We were discussing a din that everybody agrees to. It's a devil pasha. We require das ha'isha for kedushin. The question is technically why not? What is the halachic reason why that is true? So we saw two different approaches that are given by Rashi in two different places. In one place, Rashi says the reason why you can't do mekadesh isha b'akorcha is the same reason why you can't force somebody to sell a car. You can't force somebody to sell a piece of land. It's called gezela. You require das machna. So too, when it comes to kedushin, if the woman is isha nikdeis labayla, the woman is in effect selling herself to the husband. So to do it against her will would be tantamount to gezela. You require das machna. So according to Rashi's reason that Rashi presents in the set of kedushin, it's really a formulation of dini mamonos. Rashi's viewing kedushin through the eyes of dini mamonos, and just as regular monetary transactions require das, so too kedushin requires das. Rashi in Yuvel Mustafa your test, that's a little bit different. Rashi quotes a pasuk. It says, "Hocha ba'isul ishachir, midaita mashma," implying that somehow kedushin is not regular din amamnis. Somehow implying that kedushin is kind of a din amis of a heter. It's a chiddush hator. It's even as it's not chashim mishpat. Therefore, we require a pasuk to teach me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. So, at the end of the show yesterday, we made this observation that the two reasons that Rashi is giving us. It's not just a question of the technicalities of why required das Aisha, but it's really touching on a fundamental question. What is the nature of the kinyan Isha Levaila? What exactly is Isha Nikas? We're learning about Kedushin, so what is the kinyan taking place? Rashi is learning that it's basically a kinyan and dinim mamonis. Rashi in other places is learning it's not really a kinyan and dinim mamonis. So this is going to impact other shadows that come out throughout the Masechta. And there seems to be a machlekes that we show in him how this plays out in a sugya on the fifth of the Mamakom. What's the sugya that Vav Amabez? I would say we'll wait till we get to Vav Amabez to talk about it, but the rate that we go, that could be a very, very long time. So we'll learn a little bit about the sugya now. The fifth of the Mamakom is Amr Abaye, HaMakadish B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. If a person is Makadish, a woman with a milva, she's Eina Mekudeshes. So here it means that she owes the money from beforehand, and they're standing under the chuppah, and he's fiddling around, can't find the ring. So he says, okay, no problem. Instead of me giving you a ring, I'll be meichel, that loan that you owe me, so in effect I'm giving you $10. You should have returned me back the $10 I lent you last week. I'm going to be mevatel, I'm going to be meichel that loan. And that should be the kesef kedushin. So Abaye tells us, Eina Mekudeshes. So why is that? That we're going to have to wait for the vav to figure out why exactly that's true. But Eina Mekudeshes. But the hanos milva Mekudeshes. But if you're Mekadesh, a woman with Hanos Milva, with the benefit of a loan, then Mekudeshes. We're not sure what that means yet. But also Lassus came in Harabas Ribbis. But to do that is going to a smack of Ribbis. It looks a little bit, Harabas Ribbis means it resembles Ribbis a little bit. So what do the words mean exactly? Hanos Milva Echidami. What do the words mean? So finally, the Gemara concludes at the end of the second line, Lo Tzricha de Arvich Lo Zimna. So what it means is, the simple reading of the Gemara is as follows, is that she owes him money, and the loan is due already last week. They're standing under the chuppah, and he's about to be mekadesh, can't find the ring. So she says, what are we going to do? So he says, listen, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to extend this loan for another week, and that's worth something to you. And she would have paid somebody a couple of pennies to extend that loan for another week. Not to be bothered. Gets the last share of brachas. So she gets another week to pay off the loan. So in the schus, that delaying of the loan, instead of her paying him for that schus, for that privilege, he says, Rebbe Kudeshesli, with that hana, that I'm delaying the loan for you. So the Gemara says, technically speaking, the condition is valid, because he gave her something. He gave her hana. He gave her a benefit. The only problem is he's not allowed to do that, because that looks like ribbis. Because basically, next week, she's going to pay back the full loan. So he lent the $10, and now he's going to get back $10. And not only is he going to get back $10, he's going to get back $10 plus a wife. So that mamish smacks of ribbis. So come to Rishonim and say, why does that smack of ribbis? Why isn't that mamish ribbis? Harabas ribbis means it's not really ribbis. It's not really also. It just it resembles, it's a bad taste of ribbis. He asked the Rishonim, what do you mean it smacks of ribbis? It looks like ribbis. That's ribbis gomer. He gave her $10. He got back $10 plus a wife. And the ribbis gomer is that. So comes the Rashba in the sixth of the Mamakamos and Vavam Beis. So it's the end of the first line. Igal Meidak. Maishna dal behe deka yoiv la hai tofina bekidushah. Umaishna ki arvach la zimna bekidushah. What's the difference whether he gets another dollar out of her or whether he gets her herself? Ki arvach la zimna bekidushah, when he extends the loan for her, hacha vahacha issa havile ribis muvasai. Aduman the arvach zimna v'shavu dina mishari. Is it permissible for me to lend you $10 and then at the end of the time of the loan and say, oh, by the way, if you want to extend the loan for another week, give me another dollar? So comes the Rashban asks, when he's extending the loan to her and he's getting back the original $10 plus a wife, that's considered to be a real violation of ribbis. Why does the Gemara water it down and say it only looks like ribbis? So the Rashban gives us a yesod v'yeshlomar. Kevin de gufa mamish lo kanile lo havi ribbis. Says the Rashba, the reason why we can't call it real ribbis is because he's not kind to her. Because he doesn't have something else tangible to walk away with. The reason why Chazal call it a mere haramis ribbis is because ribbis gomer it's not, because at the end of the day, he doesn't really have something additional. So now this Rashba, again, is talking in a very, very technical, detailed sugya of Avraham Avayis, but he just opened up our eyes to a yesod about kedushin. Rashba just told us that the halacha views kedushin not as a kinyan gufa isha, gufa mamish lo kalila. That's the reason why it's not ribbis deraisa. So the Ritva, I didn't put the Ritva in the Maamar Kamis, but the Ritva on the sugya Navav asks the exact same question and gives a very different answer. Comes the Ritva and says, how come it's not ribbis gomer? After all, he's getting $10 back on the loan plus a wife. So says the Ritva, because the total gain is a total loss. What's the total loss? He just got himself a wife. Says Ritva, yeah, he got himself a wife, but she comes along with a very, very heavy price tag. Comes along with the Sherek Sisviona. Comes along with giving her his credit card. He's got to support her for the rest of his life. So Ribbis, says the Ritva, is defined by, in the end did you gain, in the end did you lose. So I lent you $10, and what did I get? I got $10 back, plus a wife, plus a lifetime debt of Sherek Sisviona. So says the Ritva, that's not called Ribbis. That's not real Ribbis. It looks like it smells of ribbis a little bit. So we're going to ask him in the Rabbanan. But to say that it's ribbis gone, but that wouldn't be true. What do you see from the Ritva? For our purposes, again, we're not learning the sugya of ribbis right now, but what do you see from the Ritva? That if not for the fact that it's a total loss, otherwise, the Ritva says, that would have been ribbis. Lu yitzu, you would have married her and wouldn't have had the obligation of shekhsus v'yayna. So the Ritva thought that the question is taka better than the answer. The Ritva thought that the Rashba's answer is not correct. Why did the Ritva have to go searching and say, Shekhsus Yona is what saved it from ribbis? The mashmos of the Ritva is that if not for that reason, that would have been real ribbis. Why? The Ritva apparently understood, Gufay Mamish, Kain Kadilay, that a woman is nikda Gufay Isha to the man for the purpose of Kedusha, that would have qualified, that would have met the requirements of ribbis derais, if not for the fact that there's a total loss in terms of Shekhsus Yona. So this issue that the two Rashis seem to be debating, why is it that you need Dasa Isha for Kedushin? Is it a function of Dinim Hamanis, or is it a function of Evan Ezra of Hilchus Kedushin? This seems to be part of a global question, just how serious we take Isha Niknes Labayla. If it's a Kinyan Aguf, so then the Halacha should dictate that it requires Dasa Isha Alts Das Makne. If it's not a Kinyan Aguf, then I understand why Rashi and Yavamis have to go searching for another source to explain why it requires Dasa Isha for Kedushin. So this question about how to view the relationship of a kinyan, Isha Labayla, through the lens of Dini Mamonos or not, so in the yeshivas, this is usually linked to a famous Machlekes Acharonim, which touches upon the following interesting question. We all know that once a woman is married, she can't accept Kedushin from somebody else. That's like a milsa de pshita. If Rachel is married to Reuven already, and she decides to go to Shimon and say, be Makadosh me, Shimon gives her a ring and says, Makadosh is late, she's an Ashes Ish. So it's Yaduam of force of an old Shas, obviously Ein Kedushin Tov Sim Ashes Ish. It's not even a starter. Of course, Ein Kedushin Tov Sim Ashes Ish. But sometimes you have to ask ourselves, take a step back, and ask ourselves to analyze what is the obvious. Why is that so? What's the source? Benon Emili. So the Gemara never tells us, or at least according to some Acharon, the Gemara doesn't tell us. What's the source of Benon Emili that Ein Kedushin Tov Sim Ashes Ish? So the Pnei Yeshua has a very fascinating comment as to why that phenomenon is true. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's no great chiddush that din is true. Moshe Lewa the Vedoyma, he says, if I own a house and I sell my house to Reuven, so I sold it to Reuven, he paid me for it, I'm out of the house already 6 months. 6 months later, I decide I'm going to sell that same house to Shimon. I need a Gemara to tell me that I can't sell the house to Shimon? If you don't own it, how can you sell it? Once you sold it to Reuven, you're not the Baal of the house anymore. Once you're not the Baal of the house, what do you mean? Pasuk says, the Torah speaks about Mechira. The ABCs of Mechira, you can only sell something that obviously that you own. So once I sell it to Reuven, I'm not the Baal of the house. I can't sell it to Shimon. Says the Bnei Yeshua, that's exactly the reason why an Eish HaSesh can't accept Kiddushin. When a girl is born, so she's a Pnuya, she's a single girl, so she owns herself. She's in her own Baila. She has Rishus on herself. It goes back, she's still 12 and a half, her father, but after 12 and a half, she's the Baila on herself to accept Kiddushin. Once she accepts Kiddushin from Reuven, she in effect sold herself. If you learned the first Mishnah Kiddushin, you should Niklis the Baila. Once she accepts Kiddushin from Reuven, so she sold herself to Reuven. Now she wants to go ahead and sell herself to Shimon, she can't do that. The only way she could possibly sell herself to Shimon is if she buys herself back from Reuven first. How does she buy herself back from Reuven? So that's what the first Mishnah Kiddushin says. Isha nicknames Bekesra Shtavabia, the Kainas Atzma Beget of Misabal. That's the din that get is a makna her back to herself, or Misabal is makna back to herself. Once she's back, Mishas Atzma, then can she accept Kiddushin from somebody else. But Kozman, she's Aishas Reuven. It's like trying to sell a car to the second person after you already sold it to the first person. That's the mashal that the Pnei Yeshua gives. He has to give the mashal of the car, but that's the words of the Pnei Yeshua. So comes the Avnei Miluim on the bottom of the Maamar Kamis, and the seventh of the Maamar Kamis, the Avnei Miluim by the Ketzois. So the Avnei Miluim in the seventh of the Maamar Kamis, and Simon Mem Dalud, comments upon this Pnei Yeshua, V'ne'la b'menu ha-sugi d'perko o'imah hanal. So says the Avnei Miluim that the Pnei Yeshua forgot a sugi. Accusation, he wrote on every single sugya. He says, forgot the sugya. What's the sugya that he forgot? The shakal vitari be'eshasesh menolan delotafsi kedushin. The Gemara asked this kasha. There's a Gemara in the end of Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara asked the question, how do you know that there's no kedushin for an eshasesh? At the gomel amekesha d'achasisha. The Gemara says the source for the lack of Kiddushin being chal on an Eishes Ish is because it's compared to other arayas. It says in the Chumash that you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Isha l'chosa lo sikach. So the Gemara comments in the end of the third parak of Kiddushin that the formulation of that Isra is very strange. Isha l'chosa lo sikach. So lo sikach has a double meaning. It means number one, there's an Isra. You're not allowed to live with your wife's sister. Isha l'chosa lo sikach is one of the arayas. But the Losh of lo sikach also teaches me lo yeh l'chali kuchin ba. That you can't be Makadishar. Even if you would try to be Makadishar, the Kedushin wouldn't be Tovsim. So Gemara says, from here we say, just as Ein Kedushin Tovsim Biachas Isha, because she's an Erva, who a Dinami, Ein Kedushin Tovsim, the Ima, Bebito, Be Eshazachim, all the other Arayas, Ein Kedushin Tovsim as well. So then the Gemara goes one step further, and the Gemara says, but what about Eshaz Ish? Eshaz Ish is so different from Achaz Isha, because Eshaz Ish is Yesh Laheta Bechai Osra. Eshaz Ish, easy come, easy go, get. And she's always Eshaz Ish, no longer Eshaz Ish. So Eshaz Ish is, even though obviously Eshaz Ish is a very chomer de geser, but in terms of conceptually, it has a certain cooler that other rayas don't have. Other rayas are pretty much, once it's also the olam vod. Achaz Ish happens to be an exception to that rule. Achaz Ish can become mutter after Misas Ha'isha. But Kozban, your wife is alive, so her sister is Nasurah to Ben HaTorah. Whereas Eshaz Ish, so the husband can still be alive, and the wife becomes Muteris, i.e. if she received the get. So says the Gemara, we cannot derive that Ein Kiddushin Tovsim the Eshaz Ish just from a Mematzina, just from a comparison from other Arayas. You need a real heavy-duty Mokhor for it. You need a real Pasuk. So the Gemara dug up a Pasuk. The Gemara says, or Hukshukol Arayas Lahadadi. It's called the famous Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina comments on the Pasuk, Ki Kol Ashesh Ashiyasim Kol Toeva So'el. All the Arayas are Hukshul Lahadadi. They're all compared to one another. Ma Kedushin Ein Tovsim Yachaz Isha. So to Ein Kiddushin Tovsim, but all Arayas including Eshaz Ish. So says the David, what's the Pnei Yeshua talking about? The Pnei Yeshua is trying to find me a pasuk, trying to bring me a svara that ain't kedushin tovsin the Eishes Ish. Table like the Gemara says beferish that it's based on pesukim, it's based on a drasha of Achaz Isha. Yes, the Avnei Miluim in the second line, the e neima the ain't kedushin acha kedushin. If the Pnei Yeshua svara is right that there's no such thing as ain't kedushin acha kedushin. My parch Eishes Menolan. What's the Gemara talking about? Eishes Menolan. Elavada idea filu b'Eishes Ish have a tafsi kedushin. Ilav duhu mechayvim mitzvahs based in menafkele mekeisha dukshukol arayos. Says the Avnei Miluim. You see from the whole Shach Matar in the Gemara that if not for the fact that it happens to be hukash, happens to be compared in the pasuk to other arayos, we could have potentially had kedushin tafsi by Eishes Ish. The whole Pnei Yeshua svar of you can't sell yourself twice is just not true, argues the Avnei Miluim. what's not the answer to the Bnei Yeshua? Bnei Yeshua is lo nela mimena sugya zu. The Bnei Yeshua wrote on Maseches Kedushin. He didn't forget the sugya. So what's pshat of the Bnei Yeshua? So later Achronim point out that if you look at the context of that sugya in Maseches Kedushin, the Gemara is really discussing two different things. The Gemara is talking about in Kedushin Tavsa, that's true. But the thrust of that sugya is to figure out which relationships create mamzerus. There happens to be an equation in halacha. Any relationship that if this man and woman would have wanted to have kedushin, they couldn't have succeeded. Any case where they don't have the ability of tefillas kedushin, it's that type of a relationship that creates mamzerus. So let's say lemashal, why is it that for argument's sake a bala chaisa, a person is mazana with a sister that creates mamzerus, whereas if a kohen marries a grusha that doesn't create mamzerus. Chalos is different if it doesn't create mamzerus. What's the difference between the two? So the Gemara explains it very simple. Bala chaisa, there's no kedushin. So whenever there's no kedushin, that's ultimately the determining factor that creates mamzerus. It doesn't mean that if Reuven and Rachel get married if Reuven and Rachel mazana together and without kedushin, that creates mamzerus. Mamzerus is not created by a child born out of wedlock. There's no such concept in halacha. Mamzerus is created by a relationship that couldn't have had wedlock, couldn't have had kedushin, even if you would have tried to have kedushin. So abal achoisa creates mamzerus. Abal achazishta creates mamzerus. Abal bita creates mamzerus. Those are all cases where even if you would have wanted to try to get married, it wouldn't have worked. That's the definition of mamzerus in halacha. Unlike kohen begrusha, it's a time when a kohen can't marry a grusha. So this is deraisa, but kedushin atopsa by a kohen begrusha, and therefore the result is chalolus. Maybe the kid's not a kohen. Not maybe the kid's not a kohen, but in terms of mamzerus, so that doesn't create mamzerus. That's the basic law. How do you know where does it all come from? So the Gemara in the end of the fourth paragraph of Yivam is just out straight from Sukkim, right out of last week's Pasha, the Yavam Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. The Gemara has a whole series of drashas to explain this basic principle that ain kedushin atopsin goes hand in hand with the creation of mamzerus. In that sugya in Kedusha, the end of the third parak, the Gemara is trying to figure out how do you know that there's no Kedushin by woman X, Y, and Z with the corollary being, therefore there's going to be Mamzerus. So that's what the Achronim explain, that if the whole reason why Ein Kedushin Tovsa Meishas Ish is purely a technicality in Huchas Mamanus, because you can't sell your car twice, so the Pnei Yeshua is 100% right, that Ein Kedushin Tovsa Meishas Ish. But that type of a deficiency in Kedushin will not create Mamzerus. What creates Mamzerus is not a technicality, you can't sell your car two times. What creates Mamzerus is, this is Arayus. What creates Mamzerus is that Issa Behetta, the Evena Ezer dictates that Ein Kedushin Tovsin. So say the Achronim B'dasa Pnei Yeshua, Brisketer, there are two reasons why Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. Number one, Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish for the basic mamonous reason of the Pnei Yeshua, because it's mamonous and you can't sell a car twice. That is true. That's 100% true. And that in and of itself is enough of a reason to prevent Kedushin being Tovsin. But that's not enough of a reason to create Mamzerus, because that's not Issevehetta speaking to us. That's Cheshemishpa talking to us. So that's what the Gemara is picking up on the end of the third paragraph of Kedushin, saying, how do you know there's an additional reason why Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish? In addition to the Pnei Yeshua's reason, there's another reason. What's the other reason? Because she's an Erva. It's to that the Gemara asked, well, how do you know there's Ein Kedushin Be'arayas? You learned it off of Machaz Ishto. How could you compare the two? Machaz Ishto is Asar, even b'chayi ha'isha, whereas Eishas Ish can become muta b'chayi ha'baal. So the two are not comparable, to which the Gemara finally discovered in America and said, no, there's a hekesh, that all their rais are compared. So the reason why the Gemara was banging its head against the wall to find the hekesh, to find the makkah, to find the suas, that ain't conditioned tovsi b'eishas Ish, not because we need a suas that ain't conditioned tovsi b'eishas Ish. That way, I already know. The Pesha already told me the reason why. The Gemara needs an additional reason why Ein Kedushin Tovsin, which is an Issa V'Hedadika reason, to enable Mamzerus to kick in. Because that is the Gemara there is talking about Mamzerus. The goal of that sugi was to explain Mamzerus, not to explain Ein Kedushin Tovsin. So say the Acharon, the Pnei Yeshua is right, but the Avin Mum is right that yes, V'Yodishlam, but there's another Makor. So at the end of the day, is there any real nafkamina between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avin Mum? At the end of the day, everybody agrees that Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. Everybody agrees that relations with an Eishes Ish creates Mamzerus. Everyone agrees there's a Hekesh to Eishes Ish to the Arayas. So, Maya Hanilah the Pnei Yeshua? Why did Pnei Yeshua write a whole Shtickle Torah for us? To explain, he gave us this beautiful mashal. You can't sell a car twice, can't sell a house twice, you can't sell yourself to two different husbands. What do I need the mashal for? What's the point of the mashal? Once I have the all-encompassing seconded, that Eishes Ish is a plain, simple erva like any other erva, what do I need the Pnei Yeshua's lumdas for? So there has to be a nafkamina. There has to be a case where the second reason won't apply. And now the question becomes, does the first reason stand on its own two legs? Is there an independent reason called dine mamonis, called can't sell a car twice? Does that make sense under the chuppah? Is that really a svara in Hilchos Kiddushin? That on its own merits could prevent Kiddushin Be'eshes Ish? But I need a case. I'm going to find you an Eshes Ish that the second reason doesn't apply. Find me, I challenge you. Find me a case that of Eshes Ish that the second reason of Arayas doesn't apply. So the Pnei Yeshua was very creative. He found a reason. And the Adonim was very creative and he disagreed with the Pnei Yeshua's scenario. So the case is, we need a little bit of a background. I'm going to streamline the Gemara Gittin. I'm not going to read it inside. I'll try just to explain to the outside. A Sugya Masechet Gittin. There's a very, very vague parasha in Chumash. It appears in Parshas Kedoshim, a series of psukim that speak about a woman who is an Eishes Ish, but not really an Eishes Ish. She's kind of an Eishes Ish. Who is this woman? She's what we call in Halacha a Shivcha Charufa. The Ish ki kach shisha shevazer b'hi shivcha necharefes l'ish v'avdei lo nivdasa ochuv shalom nitan la. So the Torah describes, first thing we know, she's a shivcha. She's not a regular, plain Jewish woman. She's a shivcha, started out as a shivcha kenainis. The shivcha necherefes liish. She is, I don't even know how to translate the word necherefes means, but she's somehow designated to a man. She's been set aside to it, so she is not just a regular shivcha, just I'm a free, I don't mean free in the sense of mamnish, not just I'm a free woman. She's necherefes liish. She's designated, she's somehow living with man, ploni, with Reuven. So why isn't she a regular Eishes Ish? V'afdei lo nifdasa. Because she's not redeemed, or she's not fully redeemed. Ochuv shalom nitan la. She hasn't been freed yet. So therefore, on the one hand, she's a married woman. On the other hand, she's not really a married woman. Now, it's such a strange, Hagdah, such a strange category, because we know Ein Kedushin Tosim Shivcha. There is nothing as a Kedushin by a Shivcha. Shivcha is not nitan to Kedushin. So what's the Torah talking about? V'afdei lo nifdasa. Who is this woman? So the Gemara is a machlekes haTanoim in the fourth parak of Maseches Gittin, and it's generally assumed that this woman that the Torah is describing is a peduya v'ena peduya. The Torah says v'havdei lo nifdasa. So that lashon v'havdei lo nifdasa is teaching us she's partially redeemed but not partially redeemed. Namely, she's a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chayrin. So how did she become a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chayrin? I don't know. Fourth parak of Gittin to figure that out. But she was a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi bas chayrin. So you have this girl here. I don't even know what name to give her. I don't want to give her the name Rachel because she's not fully Jewish. I don't want to give her the name. I don't need a good shivcha name. I don't know. I don't want to give her a shivcha name. So we'll accuse me of saying something inappropriate if I give her a shivcha name. So she's a half and half. So she's a half day of Dasa. And she's designated living with a man. Who is she living with? She's a shivcha kenai. Who is she possibly be living with? As a shivcha kenainis, she's not supposed to be living with a Jewish man. So there's only one type of Jewish man who she can be living with. That's an Eved Ivri. So this is, what a case. Wow. A chatzi, shivcha chatzi mescharin, ha-mu'uresas the Eved Ivri. So she's half married and half not married. The chatzi mescharin part of her is married. The chatzi shivcha part of her is not really married. So what do you do with such a hybrid? What do you do with her? So the Torah says, well, you can't be mezana with her. The other man, Shimon, can't be mezana with her because she's half Reuven's wife. But if he is mezana with her, there's no Mises Beizin for it. Because you can't give him Mises Beizin because he's not being bold, a full-fledged Eishes Ish. So what does happen to him? He brings a carbon. If he does it, he does this terrible aveira of living with the Shivcha Charufa. He has to bring a carbon asham. It's a pasuk in Chumash. We said every morning this Shivcha Charufa made into a davening. Those who say Karbanos in the morning, Ezim Mekarmen, Eilem Hashamas, Asham Gzeos, Asham Beilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa. So when you get the Shivcha Charufa this morning, remember you heard it here. So there's a din called the Shivcha Charufa. So comes the Bnei Yeshua and says, what's the din in the following case? You have a real lumbus. You have a girl who's a shivcha charufa, so she's quote unquote married to Reuven. At least half of her is married to Reuven, and now in the state of being shivcha charufa, she goes out and accepts kedushin from Shimon. What do you think about that second kedushin? Do you think the kedushin of Shimon a tofsin, or do you think the kedushin of Shimon a not tofsin? So comes the Pnei Yeshua and says the kedushin of Shimon a not tofsin. You know why? She sold herself already to Reuven. So whatever chelik she owns, whatever ability of her that has, that can be taifas kedushin, it's only half, but the 50% that was shayach to kedushin was already sold. So it's like if I own half a car and I sell my chelik of the car, I can't sell my chelik again. So it's true, she only had half a chelik for kedushin because she was still chatzi shivcha, but the half that she owned, she sold. And now she wants to sell to somebody else, it's not going to work. comes the Avdim Eluim and says that's not true. Comes the Avdim Eluim at the end of the seventh of the Ramakamos, after he just presented his whole attack against the Pereshua, he just explained that the marshal of selling a car twice is not correct. The only eco, the only thing that prevents Kedusha of the Nation's Ish is the Din Erev Shabbat. Comes Avim Elum at the end of the third line. V'yum keid shivcha charufa shi eina ela ba'asham v'luhuk shibachal arayis Kedusha tofsin ba. Says the Avim Elum, bottom line, is the shivcha charufa in Eishas Ish, is she arayis? Is she included in the Gzeres HaKosav? No, harayis, she's not arayis. There's no karis, there's no mishas basin for her. A carbon, what's a carbon? I'm sorry, I'm garnished. It's not a rayas. How can you call it? It's not an ashes. It's not a Mises Bezdin. Says the Avdilum two words about what he just said. Vizeb Boror. He says it's posha to anybody who knows the sugyas in Gittin. Anyone will chop right away that Kedushin are yes, Tovsim Mishav Charufa, because after all, she's not a rayas. To which the Pnei Yeshua originally wrote, it's not true. The Pnei Yeshua was talking about Shiv Charufa. The Pnei Yeshua wrote his Chiddush and said, a Shiv Charufa, once she's Mekudeshes for 50%, and she cannot be Mekabel, that same 50% condition over again. If the master frees her totally, and then she has another half of her that's potentially free, that's a whole demot, that's a Sugi Mesechus Gittin. But Kolzman, that she's still a blip to Chatzi Shivcha, if she tries to sell her Chatzi Baschorin Shiva a second time around, it's not going to work, because Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish, because she already sold the car once. So that's the machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avdim Eluim. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, there are two things that prevent Kedushin Bnei Eshes Ish. One is the Din Erev Shiva, one is the selling the car twice. By Shivcha Charufa, the second reason doesn't apply, but the first one still does. According to the Avdim Eluim, the first one doesn't exist. That's not a correct reason. The second one is the only reason. The second one doesn't apply, and therefore the Din doesn't apply. So I kind of, the machlokes, the Gedolei Olam in Hilcha Shivcha Charufa. What is this machlokes expressed to us? What's licked in this machlokes? What's behind this machlokes? Ultimately, what's behind this machlokes, the Yeshua and the Avdim Eluim, is our discussion. Namely, and through what lens do we view marriage? Do we view marriage through the lens of Mamanis, or do we view it through the lens of Issev Heter? The Pnei Yeshua was willing to view at least one dimension of marriage through the realm of Mamanis, and therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, when a marriage takes place, when a Kedusha is received, a radical change in Dini Mamanis just occurred. And that change of Dini Mamanis is going to prevent subsequent Kedushins. The Avdim Eluim said, I'm standing at the same wedding. Imagine Avdim Eluim and the Pnei Yeshua has to be Eidei Kedushin together. The Pnei Yeshua is watching a selling of a car, and the Avdim Eluim is watching some holy matrimony take place. They're two different things. They're two different pictures. According to, and I shouldn't say according to the Pnei Yeshua, holiness is not happening. It's also happening. But there's also, at the core, there's Dini Mamanis happening. According to the Avdim Eluim, there's no Dini Mamanis. So what's that machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avdim Eluim? That seems to be a restating of the machlokes, the Ridva and the Rashba, in terms of Kedushin. Why is getting married not called Ribbis D'Araisa? According to the Rashba, it's not real Ribbis, because you're not getting anything in Dinei Mamanis. Well, Ribbis is a Mamanis Dikadin. It requires a benefit in Dinei Mamanis, which is not taking place. According to the Ridva, there is a gain in Dinei Mamanis, but it's not a net gain, it's not a total gain, because there's so much losses that are offsetting the little bit of gain that you're getting, the obligations of Shekhsus Fiona. But if not for those offsets, you would have been violated real ribbis because you did get a change in Dinei Mamanis. So the machlekes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avdim Eluim, is there kedushin on a shivcha charufa? Is there a second time around kedushin for shivcha charufa? Seems to be totally on the machlekes, the Rashba, the Ridva, and Maseches Kedushin, the Avavim and Beis, which in turn is totally on the 2 days in Rashi, which is our sugya. It's hard to believe we're still learning the sugya of kedushin b'akorcha, but we are. That we're learning the sugya of why is it that you need das isha v'kedushin. So Rashi in one place, and the Rashi Benash sugya said, it's mamanis, it's das makne b'inan. And Rashi in another place says, v'yotzavayis egzer sakosav. So the Rashi that's saying it's das makne, that Rashi is, that's saying there's a mamash a change in the mamanis, that's the Ritva speaking, that's the Pnei Yeshua speaking, that's whole line of reasoning in Rishayim and Acharonim. The other line of reasoning, the Rashi and Yevamah stuff, you test that saying, you don't need that smach to make addition. It's v'yotzav ha'oisik sif, it's exer sakosim, it's this of heter, it's a bit of holy matrimony that prevents Kedushin being done by a korach of the woman. That's a different picture of the gemara. That's a Rashban Kedushin talking. That's an Avdim Eluim talking. Those are three different people talking. So you have a Rashi, Ritva, Pnei Yeshua, Rashi, Rashba, Avdim Eluim. You have a lot of people being thrown into this mix. But it's all one underlying question. It's all the second word in Amasekta. Isha Niknes. Market that. What does Niknes mean? Does Niknes conjure up the image of Mamanis with all the potential Nafkaminas? Or is Niknes just a nice, don't know if it's nice or not nice word to describe a marriage relationship, but in terms of a kinyan, it's not a real kinyan because nobody really owns anybody over here. The word nikdeis in our Mishnah is not conjuring up images of the Nidamominus, but rather it's referring to an Issa Veheta of an Eza type of relationship. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem on Friday, we'll continue one last akut in terms of this Machlokes of Yeshua and the Avin Luim, and then see that there may be a third model of marriage. Marriage may not necessarily be Das Makne, marriage may not necessarily be Vayatz Vahais, there may be a whole different ballgame that's taking place in terms of what is really happening in terms of Mamonus and not Mamonus under the Chuppah. Mitzvah Shem on Friday, we'll continue.